There's an interesting little ditty that people used to say. It's the little things that bother us and put us on the rack. It is easier to sit upon a mountaintop than to sit upon a tack. The little things that bother us. It is no wonder that the very first litany, Ektenia, is called the Litany of Peace, of Shalom. Shalom, as you know, was one of the characteristics of the time of the Messiah. When Yeshua would come, he would bring shalom, a peace in the soul that speaks to God, that says, I am living the way I should be living. So in the first litany, before we come to the antiphons, which are taken from the book of Psalms, we say shalom four times. In fact, the very first thing I say is, in peace, let us pray to the Lord. In peace. And when we look at our life, it is very easy to be distracted from that peace. How often when you sit alone, thoughts come into your mind and they vie for your time. They want you to think about them, but you select what you want to think about. I teach the young children, your thoughts are like food on a table. They come to you, sometimes you pick them, but you decide which ones you want to devote time to. It is important to devote time to all the good thoughts, the good ideas, or else you will spend your time thinking about little thing. Oh, that person owes me $5. And you will spend about $100 worth of your time thinking that someone owes you $5. It doesn't make economic sense. It doesn't make spiritual sense. People often quote in the sacred scripture in the book of Kings how Elijah is waiting for God. And he sees thunder, he hears lightning, he hears all kinds of things. But when he hears a gentle breeze, he realizes that God is in that gentle breeze. And for us, as we meditate and we think about our life, be very careful what you spend time on. Your time is so valuable. It should be creative. It should be life-giving. It should be spent on things that make you rejoice, not things that will upset you, your husband, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your pastor. You don't want to start complaining and says, oh man, my left leg hurts, my right leg hurts, my bank account hurts, and that guy owes me $5. You will spend so much of your precious time, give so much of your precious life to things that are useless and dead, instead of giving your time and your life to your God and to the people that love you. Let the dead bury the dead. You follow Jesus. That's an old phrase that Jesus told someone when they wanted to go back for a funeral. It's kind of harsh, but it has a deeper meaning. That every time an idea comes on your table of your mind, you ask yourself the question, should my life be spent 5 or 10 or 20 minutes thinking on this? Or should I spend my time thinking who to call, who to spend time with, and how to rejoice? Pick your meals and pick your thoughts. You are what you eat, and you become what you think. Христос рождається.